Mule. That was from an album called Devil is a Woman. By the way, most of these records are procured by me through an auction over the past 2 weeks. When there's a big box on its way to me, which I'll probably air out next week. A good chunk of that. Anyway, Whiskey Daredevils gave us Mexican Blackbird. Sorry, that was from the, I think it was from the West Virginia Dog Track Boogie. I didn't write it down. I'll fix it on the Spinatron playlist. Jerry Cole, which is really weird. The name does not appear anywhere on the record, on the label, on the jacket, or anywhere. Track called Sit In from the More Psychedelic Guitars. I had to go on Discogs and figure out who the artist was. Teenage Mother movie trailer was in there. They're going to show that between bands tonight on Third Rail. There's going to be a movie projector in there. You come up to see Teenage Mother between bands on Third Rail tonight. Third floor South Campus Dining Hall. Jerry Goodman and John Hammer gave us Earth, Still Our Only Home. That was from an album called Like Children. We heard the Jimmy Castor Bunch with Last Ole. That was off of Dimension 3. Then we heard the Truck Stop Preachers, a track called Hit and Run from the Truck Stop Preachers CD. That was, we heard Reba McEntire. It's the first time I ever played Reba McEntire on the Rolling Show. Fancy, great track. That was from the Live at the CMT Giants 2006. It's on YouTube. You should watch it. It's a good video. I love that song. My kitten, one of my cats outside, I named Wendy, which I will play a track by the association later today called Wendy, had a kitten that I named Fancy, so until I discover that it's actually not a female, then I will refer to that little feline as Fancy. I get to see it feed twice a day, but it runs from me. I haven't had a chance to pet it. Flat Duo Jets gave us Dark Knight. That was from an album called Lucky Eye. And we heard Leonard Nimoy, Spock from Star Trek. We heard Where It's At, and that was off an album called The Way I Feel. We heard Jimmy Dean, a track called I Won't Go Hunting With You, Jake, and that was off a 7-inch. And then we heard one of the greatest tracks ever recorded, Porter Wagoner, The Rubber Room. That was off a 7-inch. But when I put it on the Spinatron playlist, I'll probably say it was on an LP. We'll just go with that, because they have like drop-down menus that pop up when you're populating a playlist in Spinatron, and sometimes it's just easier to choose the option that they give you instead of writing your own. I finished that set there with Death in June, a track called Giddy Giddy Carousel. I'm not sure what album that's on. I don't care. I don't think you do either. We're going to hear, I think every song in the next hour is going to be rock and roll, or some variation of it, and we're going to go back a ways. We're going to go like 60s and 70s rock, starting with Yes, Starship Trooper. It's from their Yes songs, triple LP, and I'm going to try to avoid the guys here. They all have weird looks on their faces and there's weird noises coming from the back room. I am at Myron's Orgasmic Market doing a remote broadcast for The Irrelevant Show for Sunday, May 10, 2026. And I'm going to play some public service announcement as soon as I sort that out. And then we'll hear some... Yes, Myron, do you have anything to say?
We're having a sale on Hooters magazine.
He's having a sale on Hooters what?
Hooters magazine.
I didn't know Hooters had a magazine.
Well, it's not really from the company. It just has the same name.
You know, Myron, you sound a lot like Dick Butkus.
I don't know who he is.
Well, you're wearing a mask. I can't tell who you are. Myron, he owns Myron's Orgasmic Market, but he's wearing a mask right now. I can't really tell who he is, but he sounds familiar. Great soundtrack, by the way. I like this track you're playing here. of this record you gave me, Myron. It's pretty... I gotta find a public service announcement up here somehow. It's not easy. Oh, I'll sort it out. Don't worry. Anyway, stay tuned for some Yes. It's D. Rowland Show, WMEC-FM, College Park.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. I'm Steve Wonder, and you are enjoying The Irrelevant Show. WMUC-FM, College Park.
Ways. longer the setting up of other roads to travel on in old accustomed ways. I still remember the talks by the water, the proud sons and daughter that knew the knowledge of the land, who spoke to me in sweet accustomed.
We'll be right back.
Believe.
what you gonna do? Time's caught up with you. Now you wait your turn. You know there's no return. Take your empty rules. You join the other fools. Turn to something new. Now it's killing you. First it was the bomb.
head starts spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death hand starts to weave.
looking back, then you know he's near, and your time's running. Well, don't you fear, there's nothing that you can say, 'cause he'll appear and take you to that special place. He'll take you there.
Tuned to WMUCFM, College Park. It's another edition of the Irrelevant Show. I'm doing a remote. I explained earlier when I got to the station, there was a note from Ella to go to Mom's, and it had an address in Washington, D.C. I'm not going to disclose the address, actually, but I am in Washington, D.C. I'm at a place called Myron's Orgasmic Market. They specialize in adult books, adult toys, adult movies. They have little real movies you can have, rent your own room, watch some movies. And I'm looking, there's no women here, first off. It's all older, single, lonely men. And looking down the hall, I can see all the rooms are occupied. So, if you were to come down here right now to try to rent one of the little real rooms, you're gonna wait in line. But if you're waiting in line for one of the real rooms down here at Myron's Orgasmic Market, also known as Mom's, you can be entertained by some of the music I was playing. I had mainly a rock set, which I'm going to continue in the next hour, and which was probably in the first hour was also rock. What's that, Myron? You all right over there?
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
Wait, I just had to tell you, don't go in that peep show. It hasn't been cleaned yet.
Okay.
We call them real rooms.
All right.
Peep show, same thing.
Thanks for the heads up. Don't go in peep room number 4, people.
It has not been cleaned yet.
It hasn't been cleaned yet. I'm not sure what happened in there, but yeah. Yes began that set. Starship Trooper. That was from the Yes Songs triple LP. There's 3 records. Actually, there's a history to that album. That was the first triple LP, triple live LP that was released, that at least made the historical books. There was plenty of triple LPs that followed. Like, there's several 3 record concerts, but I don't think that is all one concert. That's just a 3 record set of live music from Yes. Blue Oyster Cult followed that up with ETI, Extraterrestrial Intelligence, from the Extraterrestrial Live double LP. I love early Scorpions, and we heard some. We'll Burn the Sky. That was from their Taken by Force release. I also love early Deep Purple. I like the later stuff, too. The early stuff is gold. We heard Bird Has Flown. That was from an album called Deep Purple. It's actually the 3rd album. Some people refer to it as Deep Purple 3. Rainbow, after that. Most of this is 1970s stuff. Stargazer, from the Rainbow Rising album. Then we heard Black Sabbath, Hand of Doom, from their classic Paranoid. I have the 2 record set of has like karaoke versions of the songs. Like there's no vocals. There's, I don't know why they did that, but I have it. I never listened to that side of it because I like Ozzy's vocals. Finished that set there, which only that set only consisted of 7 songs. Mahogany Rush. It was before they changed their name to Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush. We heard Dragonfly from the best Mahogany Rush album, in my opinion, Mahogany Rush 4.